He was almost like a little boy hugging his pleasure. He went on without waiting for an answer. Your report has already undergone preliminary analysis by our sociologists, and I was wondering if you had any idea yourself as to the excellent news for Earth you had brought with you. I see you have.
But wait, said Bailey. There's more to this.
Oh, there is indeed, agreed Minim jubilantly. Solaria cannot possibly correct its stagnation. It has passed a critical point, and their dependence on robots has gone too far. Individual robots can't discipline an individual child, even though discipline may do the child eventual good. The robot can't see past the immediate pain, and robots collectively cannot discipline a planet by allowing its institutions to collapse when the institutions have grown harmful. They can't see past the immediate chaos. So the only end for the outer worlds is perpetual stagnation, and Earth will be freed of their domination. Oh, this new data changes everything. Physical revolt will not even be necessary. Freedom will come of itself.
Wait, said Bailey again, more loudly. It's only Solaria we're discussing, not any other outer world.
It's the same thing. Your Solarian sociologist, Kimmet?
Quimmet, sir.
Quimmet, then. He said, did he not, that the other outer worlds were moving in the direction of Solaria?
He did, but he knew nothing about the other outer worlds firsthand, and he was no sociologist. Not really. I thought I made that clear. Our own men will check. They'll lack data, too. We know nothing about the really big outer worlds. Aurora, for instance. Daniil's world. To me, it doesn't seem reasonable to expect them to be anything like Solaria. In fact, there's only one world in the galaxy which resembles Solaria.
Minim was dismissing the subject with a small, happy wave of his neat hand. Our men will check. I'm sure they will agree with Quimmet. Bailey's stare grew somber. If Earth's sociologists were anxious enough for happy news, they would find themselves agreeing with Quimmet at that. Anything could be found in figures if the search were long enough and hard enough, and if the proper pieces of information were ignored or overlooked. He hesitated. Was it best now to speak while he had the ear of a man high in the government, or... He hesitated a trifle too long. Minim was speaking again, shuffling a few papers and growing more matter-of-fact. A few minor matters, plainclothesman, concerning the Delmar case itself, and then you will be free to go. Did you intend to have Liebig commit suicide?
I intended to force a confession, sir. I had not anticipated suicide at the approach, ironically, of someone who was only a robot, and who would not really be violating the taboo against personal presence.